I rub where she hit.
It has to be something you picked up from old Nick, do you see? He's the only one who brings in the germs, and he hasn't had a cold. No, we need something in the food?
She looks all fierce at the bananas.
E. coli, would that give you a fever?
Ma's not meant to ask me things. She's meant to know.
A really bad fever, so you can't talk or wake up properly.
Why I can't talk?
It'll make the pretending easier if you don't. Yeah.
Says Ma, her eyes all shiny.
I'll tell him, you've got to take Jack to the hospital in your truck so the doctors can give him the right medicine.
Me riding in the brown truck? Ma nods.
To the hospital.
I can't believe it. But then I think about the medical planet. I don't want to be cutted open.
Oh, the doctors won't do anything to you for real. Because you won't actually have anything wrong with you, remember?
She strokes my shoulder.
It's just a trick for our great escape. Old Nick will carry you into the hospital, and the first doctor you see, or nurse, whatever, you shout, help!
You can shout it. I think maybe Ma didn't hear me. Then she says,
I won't be at the hospital.
Where will you be?
Right here in room.
I have a better idea. You could be pretend sick too, like that time we had diarrhea both at the same time. Then he'd bring both of us in his truck. Ma chews her lip.
He won't buy it. I know it'll be really weird to go on your own, but I'll be talking to you in your head every minute, I promise. Remember when Alice was falling down, 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 she was talking to Dinah, her cat, in her head all the time?
Ma won't be in my head, really. My tummy hurts just thinking about it. I don't like this plan.
Jack?
It's a bad idea.
Actually,
I'm not going in outside without you.
Jack.
No way, Jose. No way, Jose. No way, Jose.
Okay. Calm down. Forget it.
Really?
Yeah. There's no point trying this if you're not ready.
She still sounds cranky. It's April today, so I get to blow up a balloon. There's three left. Red, yellow, and another yellow. I choose yellow, so there'll still be one of each red or yellow for next month. I blow it up and let it zoom around room lots of times. I like the spluttery noise. It's hard to decide when to tie the knot because after, the balloon won't zoom anymore, just slow flying. But I need to tie the knot to play balloon tennis. So I let it go splitter zoom a lot and blow it up three times more. Then I tie the knot with my finger in it by accident. When it's tied right, Ma and me play balloon tennis. I win 5 times of 7.
Would you like some?
The left, please, I say, getting on to bed. There isn't very much, but it's yummy. I think I snooze for a while, but then Ma's talking in my ear.
Remember how they crawled through the dark tunnel away from the Nazis? One at a time?
Yeah.
That's how we'll do it, when you're ready.
What tunnel? I look all around.
Like the tunnel, not an actual one. What I'm saying is, the prisoners had to be really brave and go one at a time.
I shake my head.
It's the only workable plan.
Ma's eyes are too shiny.
You're my brave Prince Jackerjack. You'll go to the hospital first, see? Then you'll come back with the police.
Will they arrest me?
No, they'll help. You'll bring them back here to rescue me. And we'll be together again, always.
I can't rescue. I'm only 5.
But you've got superpowers. You're the only one who can do this. Will you?
I don't know what to say. But she's waiting and waiting. Okay.
Is that a yes?
Yes. She gives me an enormous kiss. We get out of bed and have a tub of mandarins each. Our plan has problem bits. Ma keeps thinking of them and saying, oh no, but then she figures out a way. The police won't know the secret code to get you out.
They'll think of something.
What? She rubs her eye.
I don't know. A blowtorch?
What?
It's a tool with flames coming out. It could burn the door right open.
We could make one, I tell her, jumping up and down. We could take the vitamin bottle with the dragon head and put him on stove with the power on till he's on fire and...
And burn ourselves to death.
Says Ma, not friendly.
Jack, this is not a game.
But...
Let's go over the plan again.
I remember all the parts, but I keep getting them the wrong way around.
Look, it's like on Dora. When she goes to one place and then a second place to get to the third place. For us, it's truck, hospital, police. Say it.
Truck, hospital, police.
Or maybe it's five steps, actually. Sick, truck, hospital, police, save Ma.
She waits. Truck.
Sick.
Sick.
Hospital. No, sorry, truck. Sick, truck.
Sick, truck, hospital, save Ma.
You forgot police. Count on your fingers. Sick, truck, hospital, police, save Ma.
We do it over and over. We make a map of it on ruled paper with pictures. The sick one has me with my eyes closed and my tongue all hanging out. Then there's a brown pickup truck. Then a person in a long white coat that means doctors. Then a police car with a flashing siren. Then Ma waving and smiling because of being free, with the blowtorch all fiery like a dragon. My head is tired. But Ma says we have to practice the being sick bit. That's the most important.
Because if he doesn't believe it, none of the rest will happen. I've had an idea. I'm going to make your forehead really hot and let him touch it.
No.
It's okay. I won't burn you.
She doesn't understand. No, him touching me.
Ah, just one time, I promise. And I'll be right beside you.
I keep shaking my head.
Yeah. This could work. Maybe you could lie against the vent.
She kneels down and puts her hand in underbed near bed wall. Then she frowns and says,
Not hot enough. Maybe a bag of really hot water on your forehead just before he comes. You'll be in bed, and when we hear the door going beep beep, I'll hide the bag of water.
Where?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Ma looks at me.
You're right. We have to figure out all the details so nothing messes up our plan. I'll drop the bag of water under the bed, okay? Then when old Nick feels your forehead, it'll be super hot. Will we try that?
With the bag of water?
No. Just get into bed for now and practice being all floppy, like when we play corpse.
I'm very good at that. My mouth hangs open. She pretends to be him with a really deep voice. She puts her hand over my eyebrows and says all gruff,
Wow, that's hot.
I giggle.
Jack?
Sorry. I lie extra still. We practice a lot more. Then I'm sick of being pretend sick, so Ma lets me stop. Dinner's hot dogs. Ma's hardly eating hers.
So, do you remember the plan?
I nod.
Tell me.
I swallow my end of roll. Sick, truck, hospital, police, save Ma.
Wonderful. Are you ready then?
For what?
Our great escape, tonight.
I didn't know it's tonight. I'm not ready. Why is it tonight?
I don't want to wait any longer. After he cut the power.
But he switched it back on today.
Yeah, after 3 days. And Plant was dead from the cold. And who knows what he'll do tomorrow.
Ma stands up with her plate. She's nearly shouting.
He looks human, but there's nothing inside.
I'm confused. Like a robot?
Worse.
One time there was this robot on Bob the Builder. Ma butts in.
You know your heart, Jack?
Bam, bam. I show her on my chest.
No, but your feeling bit. When you're sad or scared or laughing or stuff?
That's lower down. I think it's in my tummy.
Well, he hasn't got one.
A tummy?
A feeling bit.
I'm looking at my tummy. What does he have instead? She shrugs.
Just a gap.
Like a crater? But that's a hole where something happened. What happened? I still don't understand why old Nick being a robot means we have to do the cunning plan tonight. Let's do it another night.
Okay.
Says Ma. She flops down in her chair. Okay?
Yeah.
She rubs her forehead.
I'm sorry, Jack. I know I'm rushing you. I've had a long time to think this through, but it's all new to you.
I nod and nod.
I guess another couple of days can't make much difference. So as long as I don't let him pick another fight.
She smiles at me.
Maybe in a couple of days?
Maybe when I'm 6. Ma staring at me. Yeah, I'll be ready to trick him and go in outside when I'm 6. She puts her face down on her arms. I pull at her. Don't! When it comes up, it's a scary face.
You said you were going to be my superhero.
I don't remember saying that.
Don't you want to escape?
Yeah, only not really.
Jack.
I look at my last piece of hot dog, but I don't want it. Let's just stay. Ma's shaking her head.
It's getting too small.
What is?
Room.
Room's not small. Look! I climb up on my chair and jump with my arms out and spin. I don't bang into anything.
You don't even know what it's doing to you.
Her voice is shaky.
You need to see things, touch things.
I do already.
More things, other things. You need more room, grass. I thought you wanted to meet Grandma and Grandpa and Uncle Paul, go on the swings at the playground, eat ice cream.
No thanks.
Okay, forget it.
Ma pulls her clothes off and puts on her sleeping t-shirt. I do mine. She doesn't say anything. She's so furious at me. She ties up the trash bag and puts it beside door. There's no list on it tonight. We brush teeth. She spits. There's white on her mouth. Her eyes look in mine in mirror.
I'd give you more time if I could. I swear I'd wait as long as you needed if I thought we were safe. But we're not.
I turn around quick to the real her. I hide my face in her tummy. I get some toothpaste on her t-shirt, but she doesn't mind. We lie on bed, and Ma gives me some. The left. We don't talk. In wardrobe, I can't get to sleep. I sing quietly, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. I wait. I sing it again. Finally, Ma answers.
His name is my name, too.
Whenever I go out,
the people always shout,
there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Usually she joins in for the na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's the funniest bit, but not this time. Ma wakes me, but it's still night. She's leaning in wardrobe. I bang my shoulder sitting up.
Come see.
We stand beside table and look up. There's the most hugest round silver face of God. So bright, shining all of room. The faucets and mirror and the pots and door and Ma's cheeks even.
You know, sometimes the moon is a semicircle and sometimes a crescent and sometimes just a little curve like a fingernail clipping.
Nah, only in TV. She points up at skylight.
You've just seen it when it's full and right overhead. But when we get out, we'll be able to spot it lower down in the sky, when it's all kinds of shapes, and even in the daytime.
No way, Jose.
I'm telling you the truth. You're going to enjoy the world so much. Wait till you see the sun when it's going down, all pink and purple.
I yawn.
Sorry.
She says, whispering again.
Come on into bed.
I look to see if the trash bag is gone. It is. Was old Nick here?
Yeah. I told him you were coming down with something. Cramps. Diarrhea.
Ma's voice is nearly laughing. Why you?
That way he'll start believing our trick. Tomorrow night. That's when we'll do it.
I yank my hand out of hers.
You shouldn't told him that.
Jack.
Bad idea.
It's a good plan.
It's a stupid Dumbo plan.
It's the only one we've got.
Says Ma very loud. But I said no.
Yeah. And before that you said maybe. And before that you said yes.
You're a cheater.
I'm your mother.
Ma's nearly roaring.
That means sometimes I have to choose for both of us.
We get into bed. I curl up tight, with her behind me. I wish we got those special boxing gloves for Sunday treat so I'd be allowed to hit her.
I wake up scared, and I stay scared. Ma doesn't let us flush after poo. She breaks it all up with the handle of wooden spoon so it'll look like poo soup. It smells the worst. We don't play anything. We just practice me being floppy and not saying one single word. I feel a bit sick for real. Ma says that's just the power of suggestion.
You're so good at pretending, you're even tricking yourself.
I pack my backpack again that's really a pillowcase. I put remote in and my yellow balloon, but Ma says no.
If you have anything with you, old Nick will guess you're running away.
I could hide remote in my pants pocket. She shakes her head.
You'll just be in your sleep t-shirt and underwear, because that's what you'd be wearing if you were really scorching hot with a fever.
I think about old Nick carrying me into the truck. I'm dizzy like I'm going to fall down.
Scared is what you're feeling, but brave is what you're doing.
Huh?
Scaredy brave.
Scave. Word sandwiches always make her laugh, but I wasn't being funny. Lunch is beef soup. I just sucked the crackers.
Which bit are you worrying about right now?
The hospital. What if I don't say the right words?
All you have to do is tell them your mother's locked up and the man who brought you in did it.
But the words...
What?
She waits. What if they don't come out at all? Ma leans her mouth on her fingers.
I keep forgetting you've never talked to anybody but me.
I wait. Ma lets her breath out long and noisy.
Tell you what, I have an idea. I'll write you a note for you to keep hidden, a note that explains everything.
Good-o.
You just give it to the first person, not a patient, I mean, the first person in a uniform.
What'll the person do with it?
Read it, of course.
TV persons can read? She stares at me.
They're real people, remember? Just like us.
I still don't believe that, but I don't say. Ma does the note on a bit of ruled paper. It's a story all about us and room and please send help ASAP. That means super fast. Near the start, there's two words I never saw before. Ma says they're her names like TV persons have, what everybody in outside used to call her. It's only me who says Ma. My tummy hurts. I don't like her to have other names that I never even knowed. Do I have other names?
No, you're always Jack. Oh, but I guess you'd have my last name, too.
She points at the second one. What for?
Well, to show you're not the same as all the other Jacks in the world.
Which other Jacks? Like in the magic stories?
No, real boys. There are millions of people out there, and there aren't enough names for everyone. They have to share.
I don't want to share my name. My tummy hurts harder. I don't have a pocket, so I put the note inside my underwear. It's scratchy. The light's all leaking away. I wish the day stayed longer so it wouldn't be night. It's 8:41, and I'm in bed, practicing. Ma's filled a plastic bag with really hot water and tied it tight so none spills out. She puts it in another bag and ties that, too. Ouch! I try to get away.
Is it your eyes?
She puts it back on my face.
It's gotta be hot or it won't work.
But it hurts.
she tries it on herself.
One more minute.
I put up my fists between.
You have to be as brave as Prince Jackerjack, or this won't work. Maybe I should just tell old Nick you got better?
No.
I bet Jack the Giant Killer would put a hot bag on his face if he had to. Come on, just a bit longer.
Let me. I put the bag down on the pillow. I scrunch up my face and put it on the hotness. Sometimes I come up for a break, and Ma feels my forehead or my cheeks and says,
sizzling.
Then she makes me put my face back. I'm crying a bit. Not about the hot, but because of old Nick coming. If he's coming tonight, I don't want him to. I think I'm going to be sick for actual. I'm always listening for the beep beep. I hope he doesn't come. I'm not scave. I'm just regular scared. I run to toilet and do more poo, and Ma stirs it up. I want to flush, but she says no. Room has to stink like I've had diarrhea all day. When I get back into bed, she kisses the back of my neck and says,
you're doing great. Crying is a big help.
Why is...
Because it makes you look sicker. Let's do something about your hair. I should have thought of that before.
She puts some dish soap on her hands and rubs it hard all on my head.
That looks good and greasy. Oh, but it smells too nice. You need to smell worse.
She runs over to look at watch again.
We're running out of time.
She says, all shaky.
I'm an idiot. You have to smell bad. You really... Hang on.
She leans over bed. She makes a weird cough and puts her hand in her mouth. She keeps making the weird sound. Then stuff falls out of her mouth like spit, but much thicker. I can see the fish sticks we had for dinner. She's rubbing it on pillow, on my hair. Stop! I'm trying to wriggle away.
Sorry, I have to.
Ma's eyes are weird and shiny. She's wiping her vomit on my t-shirt, even my mouth. It smells the worst ever. All sharp and poisonous.
Put your face on the hot bag again.
But...
Do it, Jack. Hurry.
I want to stop now.
We're not playing. We can't stop. Do it.
I'm crying, and the stink with my face in the hot bag, so I think it's going to melt off. You're mean.
I've got a good reason.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Ma grabs the bag of water away. It's ripping off my face.
Shh.
She presses my eyes shut, pushes my face down into the awful pillow. She pulls duvet right up over my back. The colder air comes in with him. Ma calls out right away.
There you are.
Keep your voice down.
Old Nick says it quietly, like a growl.
I just...
Shut it.
Another beep beep, then the boom.
You know the drill. Not a peep out of you till the door's shut.
Sorry, sorry, it's just Jack's really bad.
Ma's voice is shaking, and for a minute I nearly believe it. She's even better pretending than me.
It reeks in here.
That's because he's had it coming out both ends.
Probably just a 24-hour bug.
It's been more like 30 hours already. He's got chills. He's burning up.
Give him one of those headache pills.
What do you think I've been trying all day? He just pukes them up again. He can't even keep water down.
Old Nick puffs his breath.
Let's have a look at him.
No.
Come on, get out of the way.
No, I said no.
I keep my face in the pillow. It's sticky. My eyes are shut. Old Nick's there, right by bed. He can see me. I feel his hand on my cheek. I make a sound because I'm so scared. Ma said it would be my forehead, but it isn't. It's my cheek he's touching, and his hand isn't like Ma's. It's cold and heavy. Then it's gone.
I'll get him something stronger from the all-night drugstore.
Something stronger? He's barely 5 years old. He's totally dehydrated with a fever of God knows what.
She shouldn't shout. Old Nick's going to get mad.
Just shut up for a second and let me think.
He needs to go to the ER right now. That's what he needs, and you know it.
Old Nick makes a sound. I don't know what it means. Ma's voice is like she's crying.
If you don't bring him in now, he could...
Enough with the hysterics.
Please, I'm begging you.
No way.
I nearly say Jose. I think it, but I don't say it. I'm not saying anything. I'm just being limp, all gone.
Just tell them he's an illegal alien with no papers. He's in no state to say a word. You can drive him right back here as soon as they've got some fluids into him.
Her voice is moving after him.
Please, I'll do anything.
There's no talking to you.
He sounds like he's over by door.
Don't go. Please. Please.
Something falls down. I'm so scared. I'm never opening my eyes. Ma's wailing. The beep, beep, boom. Doors shut. We're on our own. It's all quiet. I count my teeth 5 times. Always 20, except one time it's 19. But I count again till it's 20. I peek sideways. Then I lift my head off the stinky pillow. Ma's sitting on rug with her back against door wall. She's staring at nothing. Ma? She does the strangest thing. She sort of smiles. Did I mess up the pretending?
Oh, no. You were a star.
But he didn't take me to the hospital.
That's okay.
Ma gets up and wets a cloth in sink. She comes to wipe my face. But you said... All that burning face and vomit and him touching me. Sick, truck, hospital, police, save Ma. Ma's nodding. She lifts my t-shirt off and wipes my chest.
That was plan A. It was worth a try. But like I figured, he was too scared.
She's got it wrong. He was scared?
Just in case you'd tell the doctors about Room and the police would put him in jail. I hoped he'd risk it if he thought you were in serious danger, but I never really thought he would.
I get it. You tricked me! I didn't get to ride in the brown truck!
Jack.
She's pressing me against her. Her bones hurt my face. I push away. You said no more lying, and you were unlying now, but then you lied again.
I'm doing my best.
I suck on my lip.
Listen, will you listen to me for a minute?
I'm sick of listening to you. She nods.
I know, but listen anyway. There's a plan B. Plan A was really the first part of plan B.
You never said.
It's pretty complicated. I've been puzzling it over for a few days now.
Yeah, well, I've got millions of brains for puzzling.
You do.
Way more than you.
That's true. But I didn't want you to have to hold both plans in your head at the same time. You might get confused.
I'm confused already. I'm 100% confused. She kisses me through my hair that's all sticky.
Let me tell you about plan B.
I don't want to hear your stinky, dumb plans.
Okay.
I'm shivering from having no t-shirt on. I find a clean one in dresser, a blue. We get into bed. The smell is awful. Ma shows me to breathe through my mouth only because mouths don't smell anything. Can we lie with our heads the other way?
Brilliant idea.
She's being nice, but I'm not going to forgive her. We put our feet at the stinky wall end and our faces at the other. I think I'm never going to switch off. It's 8:21 already. I slept for long, and now I'm having some. The left is so creamy. Old Nick didn't come back, I don't think. Is it Saturday?
That's right.
Cool, we wash our hair. Ma shakes her head.
You can't smell clean.
I was forgetting for a minute. What is it?
What?
Plan B.
Are you ready to hear it now?
I don't say anything.
Well, here goes.
Ma clears her throat.
I've been going over it and over it every which way, and I think it just might work. I don't know, I can't be sure. It sounds crazy, and I know it's incredibly dangerous, but...
Just tell me.
Okay, okay.
She takes a loud breath.
Do you remember the Count of Monte Cristo?
He was locked up in a dungeon on an island.
Yeah, but remember how he got out? He pretended to be his dead friend. He hid in the shroud, and the guards threw him into the sea, but the Count didn't drown. He wriggled out and swam away.
Tell the rest of the story. Ma waves her hand.
It doesn't matter. The point is, Jack, that's what you're going to do.
Get thrown in the sea?
No. Escape like the Count of Monte Cristo.
I'm confused again. I don't have a dead friend.
I just mean you'll be disguised as dead.
I stare at her.
Actually, it's more like a play I saw in high school. This girl, Juliet, to run away with a boy she loved, she pretended she was dead by drinking medicine. Then a few days later, she woke up. Ta-da!
No, that's baby Jesus.
Not really.
Ma rubs her forehead.
He was actually dead for 3 days, then he came back to life. You're not going to be dead at all, just pretending like the girl in the play.
I don't know to pretend I'm a girl.
No, pretending you're dead.
Ma's voice is a bit cranky. We don't have a shroud.
Aha. We're going to use the rug.
I stare down at rug, all her red and black and brown zigzag pattern.
When old Nick comes back, tonight or tomorrow night or whenever, I'm going to tell him you died. I'm going to show him the rug all rolled up with you inside it.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard. Why?
Because your body didn't have enough water left, and I guess the fever stopped your heart.
No, why in rug?
Ah, smart question. It's your disguise, so he doesn't guess you're actually alive. See, you did a super job of pretending to be sick last night, but dead is much harder. If he notices you breathing even one time, he'll know it's a trick. Besides, dead people are really cold.
We could use a bag of cold water. She shakes her head.
Cold all over, not just your face. Oh, and they go stiff as well. You'll need to lie like you're a robot.
Not floppy?
The opposite of floppy.
But it's him that's the robot. Old Nick. I have a heart.
So, I think wrapping you up in the rug is the only way to keep him from guessing you're actually alive. Then I'll tell him he has to take you somewhere and bury you, see?
My mouth's starting to shake. Why he has to bury me?
Because dead bodies start to get stinky fast.
Room's pretty stinky already today from not flushing and the vomity pillow and all. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out.
Exactly.
I don't want to get buried and gooey with the worms crawling. Ma strokes my head.
It's just a trick, remember?
Like a game.
But no laughing. A serious game.
I nod. I think I'm going to cry.
Believe me, if there was anything else I thought had a chance in hell...
I don't know what a chance in hell is.
Okay.
Ma gets out of bed.
Let me tell you how it's going to be, and then you won't be so scared. Old Nick will tap in the numbers to open the door, then he'll carry you out of room all rolled up in the rug.
Will you be in rug too? I know the answer, but I ask just in case.
I'll be right here, waiting. He'll carry you to his pickup truck. He'll put you in the back of it, the open bit.
I want to wait here, too. She puts her finger on my mouth to shush me.
And that's your chance.
What is?
The truck. The first time it slows down at a stop sign, you're going to wriggle out of the rug, jump down onto the street, run away, and bring the police to rescue me.
I stare at her.
So this time, the plan is dead, truck, run, police, save Ma. Say it.
Dead, truck, run, police, save Ma. We have our breakfast. 125 cereal each because we need extra strength. I'm not hungry, but Ma says I should eat them all up. Then we get dressed and practice the dead bit.
It's like the strangest phys ed we ever played. I lie down on the edge of rug, and Ma wraps her over me and tells me to go on my front, then my back, then my front, then my back again, till I'm all rolled up tight. It smells funny in rug, dusty and something. Different from if I lie just on her. Ma picks me up. I'm squished. She says I'm like a long, heavy package, but old Nick will lift me easily because he has more muscles.
He'll carry you up the backyard, probably into his garage, like this.
I feel us going around room. I'm scrunched in my neck, but I don't move one bit.
Or maybe over his shoulder like this.
She heaves me. She grunts. I'm being pressed in half. Is it a long, long ways?
What's that?
My words are getting lost in rug.
Hang on. I just thought he might put you down a couple of times to open doors.
She sets me down. My head end first. Ow!
But you won't make a sound, will you?
Sorry. Rug's on my face. She's itching my nose, but I can't reach it.
He'll drop you into the flatbed of his truck like this.
She drops me. Thump. I bite my mouth to not shout.
Stay stiff, stiff, stiff like a robot, okay? No matter what happens.
Okay.
Because if you go soft or move or make a single sound, Jack, if you do any of that by mistake, he'll know you're really alive, and he'll be so mad he...
What? I wait. Ma, what'll he do?
Don't worry. He's going to believe you're dead.
How does she know for sure?
Then he'll get in the front of his truck and start driving.
Where?
Out of the city, probably. Somewhere there's no people to see him digging a hole, like a forest or something. But the thing is, as soon as the engine starts, it'll feel loud and buzzy and shaky, like this.
She blows a raspberry on me through rug. Raspberries usually make me laugh, but not now.
That's your signal to start getting out of the rug. Try it.
I wriggle, but I can't. It's too tight. I'm stuck! I'm stuck, Ma! She unrolls me right away. I breathe lots of air.
Okay?
Okay. She smiles at me, but it's a weird smile, like she's pretending. Then she rolls me up again a bit looser. Still squishes.
Sorry. I didn't think it would be so stiff. Hang on.
Ma undoes me again.
Here, try folding your arms with your elbows stuck out a bit to make some room.
This time, after she rolls me up with folded arms, I can get them over my head. I wave my fingers out the end of rug.
Great. Try wriggling up now, like it's a tunnel.
It's too tight. I don't know how the Count did it while he was drowning. Let me out!
Hang on a minute.
Let me out now!
If you keep panicking, our plan's not going to work.
I'm crying again. Rug's wet on my face. Out! Rug unrolls. I'm breathing again. Ma puts her hand on my face, but I throw it off.
Jack?
No.
Listen.
Numbskull plan B.
I know it's scary. You think I don't know? But we have to try it.
No, we don't. Not till I'm 6.
There's a thing called foreclosure.
What? I'm staring at Ma.
It's hard to explain.
She lets out her breath.
Old Nick doesn't really own his house. The bank does. And if he's lost his job and he doesn't have any money left and he stops paying them, the bank, they'll get mad and they might try and take his house away.
I wonder how a bank would do it. Maybe with a giant digger? With old Nick inside it? Like Dorothy when the tornado picked her house up?
Listen to me.
Ma holds my elbows hard so they nearly hurt.
What I'm trying to tell you is that he'd never let anybody come in his house or his backyard because then they'd find room, wouldn't they?
And rescue us.
No, he'd never let that happen.
What would he do? Ma's sucking in her lips so she doesn't have any.
The point is, we need to escape before that. You're going to get back in the rug now and practice some more till you get the knack of wriggling out.
No.
Jack, please.
I'm too scared. I won't do it, not ever, and I hate you.
Ma's breathing funny. She sits down on floor.
That's all right.
How is it all right if I hate her? Her hands are on her tummy.
I brought you into room. I didn't mean to, but I did it, and I've never once been sorry.
I stare at her, and she stares back.
I brought you here, and tonight, I'm going to get you out.
Okay. I say it very small, but she hears. She nods. And you, with the blowtorch, one at a time, but both. Ma's still nodding.
You're the one who matters, though. Just you.
I shake my head till it's wobbling because there's no just me. We look at each other, not smiling.
Ready to get back in the rug?
I nod. I lie down. Ma rolls me up extra tight. I can't.
Sure you can.
I feel her patting me through rug. I can't. I can't.
Could you count to 100 for me?
I do. Easy. Very fast.
You sound calmer already. We're going to figure this out in a minute. I wonder, if the wriggling's not working, could you sort of unwrap yourself instead?
But I'm on the inside.
I know, but you can reach out the top with your hands and find the corner. Let's try that.
I feel around till I get something that's pointy.
That's it. Great. Now pull. Not that way, the other way, so you feel it coming loose. Like peeling a banana.
I do, just a bit.
You're lying on the edge, you're weighing it down.
Sorry, the tears are coming back.
You don't have to be sorry, you're doing great. What if you rolled?
Which way?
Whichever way feels looser. On your tummy, maybe? Then find the edge of the rug again and pull it.
I can't! I do it. I get one elbow out.
Excellent. You've really loosened it at the top. Hey, what about sitting up? Do you think you could sit up?
It hurts, and it's impossible. I get sitting up, and both my elbows are out, and rug's coming undone around my face. I can pull her all off. I did it! I'm the banana!
You're the banana!
She kisses me on my face that's all wet.
Now, let's try that again.
When I'm so tired I have to stop, Ma tells me how it'll be in outside.
Old Nick will be driving down the street. You're in the back, the open bit of the truck, so he can't see you, okay? Grab hold of the edge of the truck so you don't fall over, because it'll be moving fast, like this.
She pulls me and wobbles me side to side.
Then, when he puts the brakes on, you'll feel sort of yanked the other way as the truck slows down. That means a stop sign, where drivers have to stop for a second.
Even him?
Oh, yeah. So as soon as you feel like the truck's hardly moving anymore, then it's safe for you to jump over the side.
Into outer space. I don't say it. I know that's wrong.
You'll land on the pavement. It'll be hard, like...
She looks around.
Like ceramic, but rougher. And then you run like Ginger Jack.
The fox ate Ginger Jack.
Okay, bad example. But this time, it's us who are the tricksy trickers. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick.
Jack jump over the candlestick.
You have to run along the street, away from the truck, super fast, like... Remember that cartoon we saw once, Roadrunner?
Tom and Jerry, they run as well. Ma's nodding.
All that matters is, don't let old Nick catch you. Oh, but try and get onto the sidewalk if you can, the bit that's higher. Then a car won't knock you down. And you need to be screaming as well so somebody will help you.
Who?
I don't know. Anybody.
Who's anybody?
Just run up to the first person you see, or it'll be pretty late. Maybe there'll be nobody out walking.
She's biting her thumb, the nail of it. I don't tell her to stop.
If you don't see anybody, you'll have to wave at a car to make it stop. And tell the people in it that you and your ma have been kidnapped. Or if there's no cars, oh man, I guess you'll have to run up to a house. Any house that's got lights on. And bang on the door as hard as you can with your fists. But only a house with lights on, not an empty one. It has to be the front door. Will you know which that is?
The one in the front.
Try it now.
Ma waits.
Talk to them just like you talk to me. Pretend I'm them. What do you say?
Me and you have...
No. Pretend I'm the people in the house or in the car or on the sidewalk. Tell them you and your ma.
I try again. You and your ma.
No, you say my ma and I.
You and me. She puffs her breath.
Okay, never mind. Just give them the note. Is the note still safe?
I look in my underwear. It's disappeared. Then I feel it where it slid around in between my butt. I take it out and show her.
Keep it at the front. If by any chance you drop it, you can just tell them, I've been kidnapped. Say it, just like that.
I've been kidnapped.
Say it good and loud so they can hear.
I've been kidnapped.
Fantastic. And they'll call the police. And I guess the police will look in the backyards all around till they find room.
Her face isn't very certain. With the blowtorch, I remember her. We practice and practice. Dead truck. Wriggle out. Jump. Run. Somebody. Note. Police. Blowtorch. That's 9 things. I don't think I can keep them in my head all at the same time. Ma says, of course I can. I'm her superhero, Mr. 5. I wish I was still 4. For lunch, I get to choose because it's a special day. It's our last one in room. That's what Ma says, but I don't actually believe it. I'm suddenly starving hungry. I choose macaroni and hot dogs and crackers. That's like 3 lunches together. All the time we're playing checkers, I'm being scared of our great escape, so I lose twice. Then I don't want to play anymore. We try a nap, but we can't switch off. I have some, the left, then the right, then the left again, till there's nearly none left. We don't want any dinner, neither of us. I have to put the vomity t-shirt back on. Ma says I can keep my socks.
Otherwise, the street might be sore on your feet.
She wipes her eye, then the other one.
Wear your thickest pair.
I don't know why she's crying about socks. I go in wardrobe to find Tooth under my pillow. I'm going to tuck him down my sock. Ma shakes her head.
What if you stand on it and hurt your foot?
I won't. He'll stay right here at the side. It's 6:13. It's getting nearly to be the evening. Ma says I really should be wrapped up in rug already. Old Nick might possibly come in early because of me being sick. Not yet.
Well...
Please not.
Sit right here, okay? So I can wrap you up in a rush if we need to.
We say the plan over and over to practice me of the 9. Dead. Truck. Wriggle out. Jump. Run. Somebody. Note. Police. Blowtorch. I keep twitching every time I hear the beep beep, but it's not real, just imagining. I'm staring at door. He's all shiny like a dagger. Ma?
Yeah?
Let's do it tomorrow night instead. She leans over and hugs me tight. That means no. I'm hating her again a bit.
If I could do it for you, I would.
Why can't you? She's shaking her head.
I'm so sorry it has to be you, and it has to be now. But I'll be there in your head, remember? I'll be talking to you every minute.
We go over Plan B lots more times. What if he opens rug, just to look at me dead? Ma doesn't say anything for a minute.
You know how hitting is bad?
Yeah.
Well, tonight is a special case. I really don't think he will. He'll be in a hurry to get the whole thing over with. But if by any chance, what you do is hit him as hard as you can.
Wow.
Kick him, bite him, poke him in the eyes.
Her fingers stab the air.
Anything at all so you can get away.
I can't believe this hardly. Am I allowed to kill him even? Ma runs over to cabinet where the things dry after washing up. She picks up smooth knife. I look at his shine. I think about the story of Ma putting him on old Nick's throat.
Do you think you could hold this tight inside the rug and if...
She stares at smooth knife. Then she puts them back with the forks on dish rack.
What was I thinking?
How would I know if she doesn't?
You'll stab yourself.
No, I won't.
You will, Jack. How could you not? You'll cut yourself to ribbons, lashing round inside a rug with a bare blade. I think I'm losing my mind.
I shake my head. It's right here. I tap on her hair. Ma strokes my back. I check tooth is in my sock. The note is in my underwear at the front. We sing to make the time go, but quietly. Lose Yourself and Tub Thumping and Home on the Range. Where the deer and the antelope play.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
It's time,
says Ma, holding rug open. I don't want to. I lie down and put my hands on my shoulders and my elbows sticking out. I wait for Ma to roll me up. Instead, she just looks at me. My feet, my legs, my arms, my head. Her eyes keep sliding over my whole me like she's counting. What? She doesn't say a word. She leans over. She doesn't even kiss me. She just touches her face to mine till I can't tell whose is whose. My chest is going dang-a-dang-a-dang-a-dang-a-dang. I won't let go of her.
Okay.
Her voice is all scratchy.
We're scave, aren't we? We're totally scave. See you outside.
She puts my arms the special way with my elbow sticking out. She folds rug over me and the light's gone. I'm rolled up in the itchy dark.
Not too tight?
I try if I can get my arms up above my head and back, scraping a bit.
Okay?
Okay. Then we just wait. Something comes in the top of rug and rubs my hair. It's her hand. I know without seeing even. I can hear my breathing that's noisy. I think about the count in the bag with the worms crawling in. The fall down, 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 crash into the sea. Can worms swim? Dead. Truck. Run. Somebody. No. Wriggle out. Then. Jump. Run. Somebody. Note. Blowtorch. I forgot police before blowtorch. It's too complicated. I'm going to mess it all up and old Nick will bury me for real and Mom will be waiting always. After a long while, I whisper, is he coming or no?
I don't know. How could he not, if he's the least bit human?
I thought humans were or weren't. I didn't know someone could be a bit human. Then what are his other bits? I wait and wait. I can't feel my arms. Rug's lying against my nose. I want to scratch. I try and try, and I reach it. Ma?
Right here.
Me too. Beep, beep. I jump. I'm supposed to be dead, but I can't help it. I want to get out of rug right now, but I'm stuck, and I can't even try or he'll see. Something pressing on me. That must be Ma's hand. She needs me to be Super Prince Jackerjack, so I stay extra still. No more moving. I'm corpse. I'm the Count. No, I'm his friend, even deader. I'm all stiff like a broken robot with a power cut.
Here you go.
That's old Nick's voice. He sounds like always. He doesn't even know what's happened about me dying.
Antibiotics, only just past the sell-by. For a kid, you break them in half, the guy said.
Ma doesn't answer.
Where is he, in the wardrobe?
That's me, the he.
Is he in the rug? Are you crazy wrapping a sick kid up like that?
You didn't come back.
Her voice is really weird.
He got worse in the night, and this morning he wouldn't wake up.
Nothing. Then old Nick makes a funny sound.
Are you sure?
Am I sure?
Ma shrieks it, but I don't move. I don't move. I'm all stiff. No hearing, no seeing, no nothing.
Ah, no.
I hear his breath all long.
That's just terrible. You poor girl, you.
Nobody says anything for a minute.
Guess it must have been something really serious. The pills wouldn't have worked anyway.
You killed him!
Ma's howling.
Come on now, calm down.
How can I calm down when Jax...
She's breathing strange. Her words come out like gulping. She's pretending, so really I nearly believe it.
Let me...
His voice is very near. I go tight and stiff, stiff, stiff.
Don't touch him.
Okay, okay.
Then old Nick says...
You can't keep him here.
My baby?
I know, it's a terrible thing, but I've got to take him away now.
No!
How long's it been? This morning, you said? Maybe in the night? He must be starting to... It's not healthy, keeping him here. I better take him and find a place.
Not in the backyard.
Ma's talking is nearly a growl.
Okay.
If you put him in the backyard, you never should have done that. It's too close. If you bury him there, I'll hear him crying.
I said okay.
You have to drive him a long way away, all right?
All right, let me...
Not yet.
She's crying and crying.
You mustn't disturb him.
I'll keep him all wrapped up.
Don't you dare lay a finger.
All right.
Swear you won't even look at him with your filthy eyes.
Okay.
Swear.
I swear, okay?
I'm dead, dead, dead.
I'll know. I'll know if you put him in the backyard. And I'll scream every time that door opens. I'll tear the place apart. I swear, I'll never be quiet again. You'll have to kill me too to shut me up. I just don't care anymore.
Why is she telling him to kill her?
Take it easy.
Old Nick sounds like he's talking to a dog.
I'm gonna pick him up now and carry him to the truck, okay?
Gently. Find somewhere nice.
She's crying so much I can hardly hear what she's saying.
Somewhere with trees or something.
Sure. Time to go now.
I'm grabbed through rug. I'm squeezed. It's Ma.
Jack. Jack. Jack.
Then I'm lifted. I think it's her. And then I know it's him. Don't move, don't move, don't move, Jack or Jack. Stay stiff, stiff, stiff. I'm squished in rug. I can't breathe right, but dead don't breathe anyway. Don't let him unwrap me. I wish I had smooth knife. The beep beep again, then the click. That means door is open. The ogre's got me. Fee-fi-fo-fum. Hot on my legs. Oh no, penis let some pee out. And also a bit of poo squirted out my bum. Ma never said this would happen. Stinky. Sorry, rug. A grunt near my ear. Old Nick's got me tight. I'm so scared I can't be brave. Stop, stop, stop. But I can't make a sound or he'll guess the trick and he'll eat me head first. He'll rip off my legs. I count my teeth, but I keep losing count. 19, 21, 22... I am Prince Robot Super Jacker Jack, Mr. Five. I don't move. Are you there, Tooth? I can't feel you, but you must be in my sock at the side. You're a bit of Ma, a little bit of Ma's dead spit riding along with me. I can't feel my arms. The air's different. Still, the dustiness of rug... But when I lift my nose a tiny bit, I get this air that's outside. Could I be? Not moving. Old Nick's just standing. Why is he standing still in the backyard? What's he going to? Moving again. I stay stiff, stiff, stiff. Ow! Down onto something hard. I don't think I made a sound. I didn't hear one. I think I bit my mouth. It's got that taste that's blood. There's another beep, but a different. A rattling like all metals. up again, then crash down on my face. Ow, ow, ow. Bang. Then everything starts to shake and throb and roar under my front. It's an earthquake. No, it's the truck. It must be. It's not a bit like a raspberry. It's a million times more. Ma! I'm shouting in my head. Dead? Truck? That's two of the nine. I'm in the back of the brown pickup truck just like in the story. I'm not in room. Am I still me? Moving now. I'm zooming along in the truck for really real. Oh, I have to wriggle out. I was forgetting. I start to do like a snake, but rugs got tighter. I don't know how. I'm stuck. Mama! I can't get out like we practiced, even though we practiced and practiced. It's all gone wrong. Sorry. Old Nick's going to take me to a place and bury me, and the worms crawl in and the worms crawl out. I'm crying again. My nose is running. My arms are knotted under my chest. I'm fighting Rug because she's not my friend anymore. I'm kicking like karate, but she's got me. She's the shroud for the corpses to fall in the sea. Sounds quieter. Not moving. The truck stopped. It's a stop. It's a stop sign stop. That means I meant to be doing jump. That's four on the list, but I didn't do three yet. If I can't wriggle out, how can I jump? I can't get to four, five, six, seven, eight, or nine. I'm stuck on three. He's going to bury me with the worms. Moving again.
Vroom, vroom.
I get one hand up over my face that's all snotty. My hand scrapes out the top and I drag my other arm up. My fingers grab the new air. Something cold. Something metal. A thing else that's not metal with bumps on it. I grab and pull and kick in my knee. Ow! 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 No good. No use. Find the corner. Is that Ma talking in my head like she said? Or am I just remembering? I feel all the way around Rug and there's no corner on her. Then I find it and pull. It comes loose just a bit, I think. I roll on my back, but that's even tighter, and I can't find the corner anymore. Stopped. The truck stopped again. I'm not out already. I was meant to jump at the first. I pull Rug down until she's going to break my elbow, and I can see a huge dazzling. Then it's gone because the truck's moving again. Vroom. I think that was outside I saw. Outside is real and so bright, but I can't... Ma's not here. No time to cry. I'm Prince Jackerjack. I have to be Jackerjack or the worms crawl in. I'm on my front again. I bend my knees and stick my butt up. I'm going to burst right through Rug, and she's looser now. She's coming off my face. I can breathe all the lovely black air. I'm sitting up and unwrapping Rug like I'm a smushed kind of banana. My ponytails come out. There's all hair in my eyes. I'm finding my legs, one and two. I get my whole self out. I did it! I did it! I wish Dora could see me. She'd sing the We Did It song. Another light whizzing by over. Things sliding in the sky that I think they're trees. And houses and lights on giant poles and some cars, everything zooming. It's like a cartoon I'm inside, but messier. I'm holding on to the edge of the truck. It's all hard and cold. The sky is the most enormous. Over there, there's a pink-orange bit, but the rest is gray. When I look down... The street is black and a long, long way. I know to jump good, but not when everything's roaring and bumping and the lights all blurry and the air so strange smells like apple or something. My eyes aren't working right. I'm too scared to be scave. The truck stopped again. I can't jump. I just can't move. I manage to stand up and I look over, but... I'm slipping and crashing across the truck. My head hits on something sore. I shout by accident, ah! Stopped again. A metal sound.
old Nick's face. He's out of the truck with the maddest face I ever saw and... jump! The ground breaks my feet, smash my knee, hits me in the face, but I'm running, running, running! Where's somebody? Ma said to scream to a somebody or a car or a lighted house. I see a car, but dark inside. And anyway, nothing comes out of my mouth that's full of my hair, but I keep running. Ginger, Jack, be nimble, be quick. Ma's not here, but she promised she's in my head going, run, run, run. A roaring behind me, that's him. It's old Nick coming to tear me in half. Fee, five, oh, fum. I have to find somebody to shout, help, help. But there isn't a somebody. There's no somebody. I'm going to have to keep running forever, but my breath is used up and I can't see and... a bear. A wolf? A dog. Is a dog a somebody? Somebody coming behind the dog, but it's a very small person. A baby walking. It's pushing something that has wheels with a smaller baby inside. I can't remember what to shout. I'm on mute. I just keep running at them. The baby laughs. It has nearly no hair. The tiny one in the push thing isn't a real one, I think. It's a doll. The dog is small, but a real one. It's doing a poo on the ground. I never saw TV dogs do that. A person comes up behind the baby and picks up the poo in a bag like it's a treasure. I think it's a he, the somebody with short hair like old Nick, but curlier, and he's browner than the baby. I go, help! But it doesn't come out very loud. I'm running till I'm nearly at them, and the dog barks and jumps up and eats me! I open my mouth for the widest scream, but no sound comes out.
Raja!
Red on my finger, all spots.
Raja, down!
The man person's got the dog by the neck. My blood's falling out of my hand. Then, bam! Grab from behind. It's old Nick, his giant hands on my ribs. I messed up. He catched me. Sorry, 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 Ma. He's lifting me up. I scream, then I scream no words even. He's got me under his arm. He's carrying me back to the truck. Ma said I could hit. I could kill him. I hit and hit, but I can't reach. It's only me I'm hitting.
Excuse me,
calls the person holding the poo bag.
Hey, mister.
His voice isn't deep. It's softer. Old Nick turns us around. I'm forgetting to scream.
I'm so sorry. Is your little girl okay?
What little girl? Old Nick clears his throat. He's still carrying me to the truck, but walking backwards.
Fine. Raja's usually really gentle, but she came at him out of nowhere. Just a tantrum. Hey, wait up. I think her hand's bleeding.
I look at my eaten finger. The blood's making drops. The he has picked the baby person up now. He's holding it on his arm and the poo bag in the other hand, and he's looking really confused. Old Nick stands me down. He's got his fingers on my shoulders so they're burning.
It's under control. And her knee, too. That looks bad. Raja didn't do that. Has she had a fall?
I'm not a her, I say, but only inside my throat.
Why don't you mind your own business and I'll mind mine?
Old Nick's nearly growling. Ma, Ma, I need you for talking. She's not in my head anymore. She's not anywhere. She wrote the note. I was forgetting. I put my not-eaten hand in my underwear, and I can't find the note, but then I do. It's all peed. I can't talk, but I wave it at the somebody man. Old Nick rips it out of my hand and makes it disappear.
Okay, I don't like this.
He's got a little phone in his hand. Where did it come from? He's saying...
Yes, police, please.
It's happening just like Ma said. We're at 8, that's police already. And I haven't even showed the note or said about room. I'm doing it backwards. I meant to talk to the somebody just like they're human. I start to say, I've been kidnapped. But it only comes out whispery because old Nick's picked me up again. He's heading for the truck. He's running. I'm all shaking to pieces. I can't find to hit. He's going to...
I've got your plates, mister.
That's the man person screaming. Is he shouting at me? What plates?
K93.
He's shouting numbers. Why is he shouting numbers? Suddenly, ah! The street bangs me in the tummy hand's face. Old Nick's running away, but without me. He dropped me. He's farther off every second. Those must be magic numbers to make him drop me. I try to get up, but I can't remember how. A noise like a monster. The truck's brooming and coming at me. It's going to crush me down to smithereens on the pavement. I don't know how, where, what. The baby crying. I never heard a real baby cry before. The truck's gone. It just drove past around the corner without stopping. I hear it for a bit. Then I don't hear it anymore. The higher bit, the sidewalk. Ma said to get on the sidewalk. I have to crawl, but with my bad knee not putting down. The sidewalk's all in big squares, scrapey. A terrible smell. The dog's nose is right beside me. It's come back to chew me up. I scream.
Raja!
The man pulls the dog away. The man's squatting down. He's got the baby on one of his knees. It's wriggling. He doesn't have the poo bag anymore. Looks like a TV person, but nearer and wider and with smells. A bit like dish soap and mint and curry all together. His hand that's not holding the dog tries to get on me, but I roll away just in time.
It's okay, sweetie. It's okay.
Who's sweetie? His eyes are looking at my eyes. It's me that's the sweetie. I can't look. It's too weird having him seeing me and talking at me.
What's your name?
TV people never ask things except Dora, and she knows my name already.
Can you tell me what you're called?
Ma said to talk.